Hey everyone. So, we're watching Bitcoin's recent rally hit a bit of a wall right around the 65,000 mark. Honestly, it's a little frustrating to see the momentum stall, but the main obstacle seems to be that heavy selling pressure from short-term holders.
It's definitely a critical juncture. As of August 8th, the price is hovering just under that threshold, which is significant because it aligns almost perfectly with the average purchase price of coins traded over the past 155 days.
Right, and that's exactly why the mood feels so tense. Since the current price sits beneath that short-term cost basis, a lot of recent buyers are currently staring at unrealized losses. It's just human nature to want to cut those losses quickly.
Precisely. That dynamic significantly ramps up the risk of capitulation selling, where panic sets in and investors rush to exit positions. Unlike long-term holders who are generally built to weather these storms, short-term traders are highly reactive to every dip.
I know, it's exhausting for them. And if Bitcoin can't reclaim that 65,000 cost basis, we could easily fall into a negative feedback loop. Sustained selling drags the price down, which just triggers even more panic among those recent buyers.
Exactly. To break out of this consolidation, we really need two things: strong upward trading volume to prove there's genuine buying interest, and some favorable macroeconomic shifts, think interest rate changes, regulatory clarity, or just a broader shift in risk appetite.
We've seen some buying interest keep it stabilized above 64,000. But without a real catalyst, that recovery feels pretty fragile. If we fail to hold this support, we could see a deeper correction that pushes that cost basis even further out of reach, and market uncertainty just drags on.
So for investors navigating this, I'd suggest focusing on three critical indicators moving forward. First, track that short-term holder cost basis closely. A sustained, high-volume break above it would be a strong signal of a healthy recovery.
I love that focus. What's the second one you de-highlight?
Exchange flows. Large inflows to exchanges usually precede selling pressure, while consistent withdrawals to cold storage typically signal long-term accumulation. It's a grounded way to gauge actual intent versus just speculation.
That makes so much sense. And third, we can't ignore the psychological weight of that 65,000 level.
Absolutely. Traders are watching that mark like a hawk. A clean breakout could spark serious upward momentum, but repeated rejections will likely force a retest of lower support zones.
So, wrapping it all up, Bitcoin is really caught in that classic tug of war between cautious optimism and near-term selling pressure.
Until the price can decisively reclaim and hold above that short-term cost basis, we should just expect continued volatility. It's a measured wait-and-see period for now.
Completely. The coming days are going to be pivotal in telling us whether this stall is just a temporary pause for breath or the start of a deeper correction. We'll keep you posted.